Among the early risers of the county clerk's office were the entire Tallahassee City Commission, a handful of county commissioners, and even a state representative. So why all the brass? Well, here's Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum.
Well, first and foremost, I say we are here as a city family, standing with one of our own city family members who's coming to get, he and his partner, to get their marriage license. But more broadly,
that family member is Jack Van Riper. He works in IT and helped launch the Digitally smartphone app earlier this year. He and his partner, Miles Robertson, show up in black suits. They've got matching red roses pinned to their lapels. Van Riper appreciates all the support from local officials.
I do. And that's why all these officials are here. These are my bosses. These are the people. They love me, and I love working there, and I'm honored to have them here.
Van Riper says he and Robertson, who have been together for 15 years, have been waiting a very long time for this day.
And this is our third ceremony of such nature, but this one means something. It's for real.
After getting the license and posing for photos, Van Riper and Robertson stopped to congratulate another couple who had just gotten their licenses, too.
Yeah, let me give you a hug. Congratulations.
Finally happened.
No, you are crying. So happy.
Outside, Isabel Potts helped pull her soon-to-be wife Susan Gage together.
No crying allowed.
All right.
Otherwise, you're going to get me going. We're all done.
Potts says the scene inside is part of what makes the moment so special.
As you know, the gay community is not huge, so we know a lot of people, and there's also something just delightful about coming in here and seeing your friends and people that you've seen around town and new strangers, and everybody's so happy, you know, and people are coming in with their mothers to get married, and it's just a big deal.
The chance for these couples to wed came after a federal district court ruling took effect Monday night. That case is currently awaiting a hearing by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says her office is reviewing whether to continue pursuing the case in hopes of restoring a 2008 ballot initiative defining marriage as one man and one woman. Whatever she decides, though, Bondi says she wants the U.S. Supreme Court to make a ruling on the issue. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.